From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. Rescue teams in West Virginia are back in the Upper Big Branch coal mine looking for four miners missing since a deadly explosion Monday. It's expected to take at least a couple of more hours for them to reach a refuge chamber where the miners might have found protection. Mine Safety and Health Administration official Kevin Strickland says if they're not there, the search won't stop.
If we didn't find anybody in the refuge chamber, we're still going to be trying to find where the four miners would have been located, but we're very confident that if they didn't make it to this refuge chamber, there's no way they could have survived.
President Obama wants federal officials to report on the cause of the explosion next week. Mr. Obama says he'll move quickly to name a replacement for Justice John Paul Stevens, who's retiring this summer. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports the confirmation process is expected to be rocky as it comes in an election year.
Democrats and Republicans are already setting out their criteria for a new Supreme Court justice. President Obama said he'll nominate someone who, like Justice Stevens, knows that in a democracy, powerful interests must not be allowed to drown out the voices of ordinary citizens. Mr. Obama praised Stevens for his commitment to justice, integrity, and the rule of law.
He has stood as an impartial guardian of the law. He's worn the judicial robe with honor and humility.
Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell said his party will make a sustained and vigorous case for judicial restraint and the fundamental importance of an even-handed reading of the law. Stevens is about to turn 90, and his replacement is not expected to change the court's ideological makeup. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, The White House.
In another retirement announcement today, Michigan Congressman Bart Stupak says he won't seek re-election. NPR's Julie Rovner reports he was a key player in the outcome of the health care overhaul legislation in the House.
Stupak led a small band of anti-abortion Democrats who were key to getting the bill passed in the House. He was at first a hero to the anti-abortion cause by including strict language in the House bill. But then he was called a sellout when he compromised with President Obama on slightly less strong Senate abortion restrictions instead. At a news conference from his northern Michigan district, however, Stupak said abortion and the grief he's gotten from activists on both sides didn't play a role in his decision.
It just came to the point where I said, I've accomplished what I want to do. Either I run again and I'll be there forever, or it's time for me to make the break. It's time for me to move on.
Stupak said he's confident Democrats will be able to hold the seat in his conservative district. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.
After breaking through the 11,000 mark for the first time since September 2008, blue chips pulled back a bit at the close, but still ended the day higher. In the sixth straight week of gains, the Dow closed up 70 points at 10,997. This is NPR News. Businesses restocked their warehouse shelves at a faster-than-expected pace in February. Wholesale inventories climbed 0.6%, suggesting businesses have more confidence about retail sales. Investigators are trying to determine why an American Air Force Osprey plane crashed overnight in southeastern Afghanistan. From Kabul, NPR's Jackie Northam reports three U.S. service personnel and one civilian employee were killed.
NATO officials say the aircraft was carrying U.S. troops when it crashed near the capital of Zabul province in southern Afghanistan. NATO said the crash injured numerous service personnel who were taken to a nearby military base for treatment. The cause of the crash is not known yet. NATO says an investigation is underway. The Taliban earlier claimed its militants had shot down the aircraft. Zabul province shares a border with Pakistan. Taliban and other extremists launching attacks on U.S. and other troops regularly cross the porous border from Pakistan into the rugged and remote Zabul region. The downed aircraft, a CV-22 Osprey, is often used for infiltration and resupply missions by U.S. Special Operations Forces. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Kabul.
The U.S. government says it's still operating out of Kyrgyzstan's Manas Air Base used to support the war in Afghanistan. This after a new interim government in Kyrgyzstan says it's taken control of the country and has dissolved parliament. President Kormanbek Bakiyev, who fled into hiding, acknowledges he has no power, but says he is the elected president, and he says he's open to holding talks with opposition leaders. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.